Things just got a lot more interesting in this five-star quarterback recruitment.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Guys, things this battle over Will Mintzel really took a different turn, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to set the table, tell the whole story, and talk about what Auburn's up against here. I think this was a troll that Auburn football put out. If it wasn't, it was awesome. It was awesome no matter what. And then there's a hoops narrative we got to continue to talk about, continue to dismantle. It's getting too loud, and we got to silence it. Let's jump right in. I say bad sign may be dramatic, okay? But obviously Auburn is recruiting Will Mintzel. That's their number one target. Just came in on a visit. Things went really well. He's about to go visit Oregon. Oregon was also recruiting a kid, Jake Narat, from I think it was Illinois. So he's the number two quarterback in the country. So they've been talking with Will Mintzel, the number one, and Jake Narat, the number two quarterback in the country. And the thought was, you know, if Auburn was in the driver's seat, Jake was just in, maybe they'd go ahead and, you know, take the easy way and get land Jake. And then obviously Will would be Auburn's to lose. So that was kind of the thought process. Maybe that would be how this thing played out. Well, just yesterday, Jake Narat, I believe, started getting a lot of predictions to Kentucky. And then he committed to Kentucky. So Oregon's number 1A or 1B target, whatever you want to call him, goes to Kentucky, coincidentally, to Oregon's former offensive coordinator, who's now their head coach. Now, Oregon's in a scenario where it may be Will Mintzel or bust, and Auburn's been there. Okay, so now the common thought would be that if you're just looking at that and you're trying to connect the dots, the common thought would just be that Oregon told Jake while they were there, they're not going to take him. They're going to take Will. And then so Jake goes to Kentucky. That's an easy line of logic to follow. And it very well could be the case. But also, you know, you got to give Kentucky credit. They're throwing a lot of money around, which is, I'm not saying that in any derogatory way. That's what you got to do if you're going to win some of these battles, if you're a team like Kentucky. And obviously that's a little bit closer to home than Oregon for Jake. So that makes things a lot interesting, because it did feel like Auburn was in the driver's seat. And this doesn't necessarily mean that Auburn's not in the driver's seat, but this all happened right before Will Mintzel goes on a visit, I think on Thursday, this coming Thursday, to Oregon. So if they want him, and if there's no backup plan, and they want a high school quarterback, you got to believe they will give him the full court press. Like, it'll be as hardcore as Oregon's got, as Dan Lanning's got, from probably a money standpoint. Their depth chart situation is not that bad. You got Dante Moore that is going to be done after this season. So he plays this year. Then you got Dylan Raiola that they just brought in from Nebraska. He's a junior. Okay. So next year, the thought is obviously he'll just slide right in and he'll be the starter. And then Will Mintzel will be a true freshman. And then maybe after that season, there's not a ton of competition with him potentially taking over in his sophomore year. So Oregon has relied really heavily on transfer quarterbacks lately. So could that be a turnoff? I guess Auburn has too, but I don't think that's been the desire for Auburn. Auburn wants to eventually get out of this, particularly with Alex Golish, get out of, you know, the transfer portal deal. He's made that very clear. So it's not necessarily a terrible depth chart situation at Oregon either. So it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. And if Golish can pull this off, if they can land this kid, it will be a insanely big, I don't want to be too dramatic, but it could be like a monumental program-shifting win, landing a kid like this over Oregon when essentially all things are equal. The depth charts are kind of similar. There's a pathway at both places for him to, you know, potentially take over in year two. There's a pathway at both places. I feel like the money, this is a kid that Auburn will want to, if money becomes, you know, one of the deciding factors, this is somebody that I think Auburn will do whatever they got to do to get, because they really, really love this kid. They've been on him when he was not even a five-star. That Golish has been on him since he was, you know, unranked, unrated. So if they were to pull this off, it's huge. Like, we're going to be singing from the mountaintops over this win. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean anything about how good this kid's going to be in college, but it's from a recruiting standpoint, that would send a huge message across the country that this staff is here to play. Don't have a ton of commitments right now. So again, land that one and you're like, boom, could be a rocket ship from there. I don't think it's the end of the world if you can't beat them out for the kid. Again, depth charts, man, are just so hard to predict. It's so hard to really plan for anything these days. You got to really have the right kid, and everything has to work perfectly. Like, there's going to be a scenario next year where, you know, are they going to hand the reins over to Tia, or are they going to bring in another one-year guy, and then there'll be a battle. It's just, there's so many, or is it Lachlan Hewlett? Or heck, does Reese Brush make a gigantic jump from year one to year two? Like, there's still a whole lot of football that has to be played, and there's a whole lot of things that have to play out. But yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. I'm a little nervous. I mean, it's reality, right? I mean, it's Oregon. they got Nike money right there. And as much as people tell you and kids tell you they're just about ball, it's all about ball, I don't care about money, when the check's in front of you, like, it changes things. Like, let's just be honest. You can love ball and love money at the same time. Like, a lot of times I feel like that narrative is like an either or. Like, that situation is an either or, and I think you can like both. But we'll see. This was really trending, and it may still be trending in an Auburn direction, but now with this kid, their 1B quarterback going elsewhere, ramps up the pressure for sure. So we'll see what happens. I would imagine if we can get out of the weekend without him being a Oregon commit, you might still be in a really good spot. So let's see how this thing plays out. Still got a little bit of time. I don't know if this was a troll. We're going to talk through it, but if it wasn't, it was fantastic in and of itself. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care, where car care meets hospitality. If you hear something going wrong with your car, like me, you throw your head back and you're like, I'm just about to get fleeced. I can't trust anybody. I know they're going to take advantage of me because I don't know what the heck's going on. Well, if that's the case, you need to check out Precision Tune Auto Care, because it's not about that first visit. It's about the 10th. It's about the 20th. It's about the relationship they want to create, the trust they'll build to keep you coming back and depending on them to service your vehicles. Right there in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then, hey, if you're part of the Auburn family, if you say you want to be part of the Auburn family, if you love the Auburn family, then do business with Auburn people. Go to buyauburn.com. We just had our first launch, our first week. We've already got 10 businesses signed up, and it's everything from fashion to deer supplements to dog training to insurance, a little bit of everything, and we want to keep that going. We want to be in Birmingham. We want to be in Atlanta. We want to be in Nashville. We want to be in Dallas. Everywhere we're building this professional network. You, if you're an Auburn alumni or fan and have an Auburn-owned business, you need to be on here so we can tell other people to do business with you. So check it out. It's buyauburn.com. And then if you love the show and you love all the sayings and you want some gear, check out aushirts.com. Got Boog hats going like crazy. Got hoodies, T-shirts. Got some coffee mugs and other stuff that we're adding daily and weekly. So show us some love there too. It's aushirts.com. We'll be back right after this. All right. Y'all tell me if you think there was a subtle troll in this video that Auburn football put out over the weekend. Obviously, you had the Masters over the weekend, and they had a little Masters theme reward session, like a reward contest. And it wasn't necessarily football related. It actually wasn't football related at all. It was golf related. And everybody knows all the jokes and all the storylines around golf and Auburn football. Regardless, basically what they did was, by the way, side note, there's this little, that at the beginning, they had this Auburn themed Masters flag. It was yellow with the green Auburn script. I got to have that. I got to have that somewhere. So if you know where I can get one of those, I need one of those. Anyway, so what they did was they broke them up in position groups. I don't guess we saw every single one. We saw like five or six quote-unquote matches. And they put a flag out, probably 70-ish yards, gave them a ball, really beat-up ball, and a wedge. And it was close to the pin. So they would go position group by position group. I think it started off, it was safeties versus tight ends. And Jake Johnson, of course Jake Johnson wins because he's like 40. He's like my age. He's played a ton of golf. There's no doubt about it. He's at that age now where golf is going to be a huge part of his life. I'm kidding. But it's kind of funny that the older guy won that one. So Jake Johnson wins, and that was really funny. Alex McPherson with the upset of the year, because I would have felt like he would have won because he's a really good golfer. So one of their coaches, they had kickers, special teams versus coaches. Coach throws it up there tight, which is funny. It's an assistant coach, but he's got a really, really good swing, and he throws it up there. I'm talking like this on the video. So they progressed through the video, and I guess the last – match was D-line versus that same coach. And like when I'm talking golf swing, there's nobody out there on those videos that has a better swing than this particular coach. And I wish I would have done the research to figure out who it is. Really, really good golf swing. And then Cody Sigler gets out there and he essentially just bunts one. He punches one. And it rolls up there within, 10 yards. So this should be, this guy just hit it to a foot prior. And then I think he skulls it long. And defensive linemen win. The prize is you get dinner on Alex Golish. Vontrell King Williams says, you better have that grill ready, coach. We're coming. Which that's going to be a lot of food. That is a beefy room. That is going to be a lot of food to put down. But here's the thing. Here's the troll, okay? I'm suspicious over that last match. I'm going to call it like it is. I'm a little bit suspicious over – I feel like they made the coaches throw the match. The coaches on this staff cannot win a golf competition based off of what happened last year. They can't. We would never hear the end of it if the coaches win that competition. Oh, here we go again. Auburn's got a bunch of dudes that play golf all the time, even though it's like the most benign golf competition. Like it's literally just a chip shot. The coaches can't win that. And I'm telling you, this guy, his first couple swings was flawless. I guarantee you this dude is a single-digit handicap, okay? There's just no doubt about it. The way he holds the club, his finish, everything about it, single-digit handicap. There's no chance he skulls that ball way, way long on, just an accident. It was, I'm calling it, he threw it. He threw the match, and it was genius. You can't win. This coaching staff, you cannot win a golf competition right now. Can't do it. It doesn't matter if it's a charity scramble. It doesn't matter if it's a putt-putt contest. The coaching staff cannot win a golf competition right now. Can't do it. But anyway, I thought that was funny. Cool theme. And I just caught that at the very end. I was like, I just watched that guy swing, and that one looked a whole lot different. So go check it out. Follow them on social media, Auburn Football, because they put out a lot of really, really fun content. We talked about this last night, and I just wanted to touch on it again just in case those missed the show. There's this narrative of really downplaying retention. And you could – I got this for hoops, but, I mean, you could apply this to any sport right now. There's just no – rules, there's no real repercussions, there's no real enforcement of being able to keep a kid. He's just gotta either want to be here, or you paid him the most to stay, or he's got the playing time that he wants, particularly guys that aren't playing. Like, it's just so hard to retain depth. It's an achievement. Not just for Stephen Pearl, but for every team, every sport. When you're able to retain folks, it's the same as adding, especially if it's a difference maker, it's the same thing as adding, a difference maker out of the portal. Essentially, when you get done with a season, in your mind, you have to think every single person's gone. They're in the portal. Nobody's coming back. And then every time somebody announces they're coming back, that's a win. Period. That's the way you have to look at college sports. There is no, if it's a great program, they all stay. Bullcrap. Great players leave great programs all the time. I mean, if that were the case, Michigan would have a team full of high school kids, right? No. There's not a single – Michigan just won a national championship. Not a single child on that team signed with them out of high school. You cannot have it both ways, okay? If you want to say, if your argument during the season was these kids don't want to play for Steven, and then now he's gotten some of the bigger ones to return, you have to say that's a pretty big deal. If that was your narrative then, you can't downplay it on both sides, because then you just look like you have an agenda. Keeping Tahad's massive. Tahad would have been the number one player in the portal. If he went in the portal, he'd have been the top guy in the portal. So essentially, you just landed the top guy in the portal, because he could have literally gone almost anywhere he wanted. Kevin Overton, with the way that he finished the season and some of those shots, he could have made bank somewhere. He chose to stay and play for Auburn. And honestly, I feel pretty confident saying he probably cost himself money staying at Auburn. Retain Sway, another one. Sway probably took less money to stay at Auburn. Houston would have probably dropped a bigger bag than Auburn there. And Stephen won him back. It's a big deal to be able to keep guys on teams now. And I would say that for any team. I would say that for any coach that has a primo player. Like, I would say that about Alabama. I would say that about you name it. You keep a big-time star, it's a good job. Period. Don't downplay it. It's a big deal to keep Tahad. It's a big deal to keep Kevin. It's a big deal to keep Sway. Now they got to go and fill the pieces. I mean, that's number one, is keeping your guys now almost has to have a full section. Like, you got to have like a director of retention and along with player personnel and scouting and all that. I mean, it's crazy. But that's the reality that we're in until there's some kind of collective bargain or anything done. Until then, it's a free-for-all. So if you keep your guys, kudos. Good job. And again, I'd say it for anybody. Y'all have a great day. Y'all have a great day. Y'all have a great week. We got a scrimmage tomorrow, gang. It's going to be closed, so we'll try to see what kind of information we can get. Defense has been pounding the offense so far, so can, you know, offense sort of make a little switch there. And then obviously you got A-Day on Saturday. Probably going to have it's no TV, so we'll have some live shows afterwards. So just it's going to be a fun week. Y'all just lock in. We're going to keep it coming. Y'all have a great week. We'll talk soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Don't forget to buy Auburn. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.